You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear how a dude who just randomly grew an impressive beard passionately grew an impressive brand of skincare products. Not just for the beard, by the way. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. This episode is sponsored by my BFF's Amazing Grass, who just became even more amazing by launching some new awesome, amazing stuff. Elixirs. Elixirs is kind of a hot word being thrown around the healthy product marketing town. So if you're wondering, the true definition of an elixir is a magical or medicinal potion. So Amazing Grass is three new organic medicinal potions, which come in packets or tubs as per their usual, are crafted to support your beauty, your brain, and your belly. No, not all at once. I'm a personally humongo fan of their brain potion, elixir, which has my beloved matcha in it, plus my also beloved maca, among a bunch of other carefully chosen ingredients which work together to keep your focus in check. Ah, but I'm also a humongo fan of their belly elixir, which I've been especially going to town on since it has probiotics in it, and I've weirdly misplaced my probiotics in my home. To take Amazing Grass to the next level of amazingness, they're offering Party in My Plants podcast listeners 40% off. Yes, 40%, not some measly 10%, 40% off your Amazing Grass orders if you go to their website, amazinggrass.com, and use coupon code PLANTPARTY40 at checkout. That's PLANTPARTY40 at checkout on amazinggrass.com. And all that info is also linked in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/49. Today's guest is a gem. He's just a gem. And I've really never used that phrase before, but I couldn't think of any better way to introduce Chris Seery, the founder of Franklin & Whitman, the Instagram-famous plant-based, paraben- and cruelty-free skincare company that you might already be familiar with. You know that song, started from the bottom, now we here? Well, Chris's version might as well be started with the beard, now we here, because that's really the story of how his passion project turned second job exploded onto the natural skincare scene. Just like Chris is blown away by the response to his handmade products, he got his skincare education at Google University, by the way. I was blown away by this conversation because we go way more than skin deep. I love puns. We talk about morals and ethics and life and death and dogs and Instagram and serums and dry shampoo and everything in between. Now let me shut up, put on a face mask, and lead you into the episode with some theme music that, did you know, my little sister wrote. True story. I was going to say, your business is called Franklin and Whitman, but your name isn't Franklin or Whitman. Your name is Chris. So Chris, thank you for coming on today. And please tell me how and why you named your skincare business Franklin and Whitman.
Well, you know, we're based in Philadelphia. And when we started it, I wanted to make sure that we had something that was tied to the city. And everyone knows Ben Franklin spent a lot of time here. And Walt Whitman is a very famous poet who spent time here and lived in both Philadelphia and Camden. And the other cool thing is the two major bridges of the city are the Walt Whitman Bridge and the Ben Franklin Bridge. So it's sort of when I first started it, because when we first started it, it started as a men's grooming company, to be honest.
And
I wanted that sort of old-timey apothecary sounding company. And Franklin Whitman just sort of like rolled off the tongue, if you will. And
yeah.
Walt Whitman had a beard, Ben Franklin didn't. So we had like a shave serum and we had a beard serum. And it sort of all just like worked together.
Wow, that's actually really brilliant. There's so much subtlety to that, but it sounds like there's like a lot of layers, you know? I mean, I don't know, was that all thought out ahead of time or was it just sort of like, wow, look how perfect this is?
You know, it just sort of worked one night and now it's funny because, you know, you decide on this name and then you go out and you're like, oh, well, I have to get a webpage and I have to get a social media account for all the different major platforms. And then you quickly realize that Franklin and Whitman is too many characters for like Instagram. So then I'm like, well, what do I do? Do I do like something that's you know, not the name, but sort of what we do? Or do I try to shorten the name and Frank and Wit was available?
Frank and Wit.
Yeah. And now it's become this thing where everyone just thinks we're Frank and Wit.
Right.
And I was the other day, I was driving to work and I'm like, do I own frankandwit.com? And I'm like, I don't. So I like pulled over literally and went online and bought the domain frankandwit.com because most people probably search for us that way.
Yes, I did when I was doing research for this. Yeah. And I went to your Instagram. I'm like, wait. So I searched Frank and Wit and then I was like, I swear that's the name of the company. So I went on Instagram and I was like, yeah, it is the name of the company. But then, you know, I realized, oh, that's just the cool little fun guy nickname for the company.
I've just accepted it. And it's totally fine. And it's like who we are. And it's pretty cool. And you maybe someday I'll just reorganize the company and it'll be Frank and Wit LLC or something like that. But right now it's sort of both.
It's cool. So it started as a men's grooming company, product company?
You know, so I grew a beard. It's all because I grew a beard. It was like Movember 3 years ago. And I said, you know what? I'm going to grow a beard. And it was really itchy. A friend of mine said, oh, you need to get a beard oil. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I went out and looked at some beard oils and I purchased a few. And the thing that I realized was while I love the piney, woodsy smells, I also appreciate floral smells. And I really appreciate citrus smells. Mm. And I was like, nothing was sort of like hitting the, like my sort of like smell aesthetic, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, what goes into these things? And, you know, you start to realize that there's all these different carrier oils and each one does sort of a different thing. And I started to mix my own and I just would make them for myself. And one day I was at work because my day job, I'm a VP of a technology company still to this day. And someone said like, oh man, you smell great. And I'm like, oh, and that's the beard oil I use. And he was like, oh, where can I buy it? I'm like, well, I make it. And I started making him some and other people some, and they were like, you need to sell this. And it just started with this fun little, like, I'm going to make beard oils. And then, you know, I sort of rebranded them as beard serums because I love the serum sort of how it sort of rolls off the tongue. And I started making beard balms and shave serums. And I named the company Franklin & Whitman and I created a website. And it was really important to me to have some real clear brand promises at the start where I wanted to be plant-based. I wanted to have a social mission, but it was so important to me. And, you know, and then you sit there and you ask yourself, like, what's important to me? And, you know, dog rescue is so important to us. And I started to think about, well, what can I do? And I'm like, well, I could donate 5% of all sales to dog rescues. And it doesn't have to be Philadelphia. It could be nationwide, it could be worldwide, wherever. And it sort of started with those couple brand promises of all natural, no parabens, no preservatives, plant-based, and cruelty-free. Wow. And I started selling it and, you know, it was pretty successful. It was okay. And then I read a fun article that said that, you know, I think it was like 65% of most men's grooming products are purchased by a woman in their life, whether it be a sister or a mother or a friend, a girlfriend. And I knew I wanted to at some point get into skincare. And that sort of was the push I needed. And we rebranded the whole company. We changed the logo and started with body scrubs. And I had this whole vision of like what goes on your skin is as important as what goes in your mouth. And that's what got me started thinking about reaching out to wellness influencers, especially on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, a lot gave me pushback because they were like, well, I just put pictures of food. And I'm like, well, you know, we start almost every product with a superfood, whether it be matcha or cacao or something like that. And I would send them stuff and they loved it. And they started posting, you know, their sort of morning smoothie bowl with a body scrub next to it. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, well, I need to get into face masks. And it just rolled from there. And we still come up with every recipe. And we still try to start with the superfood. And, you know, our whole thing is like feed your skin.
Oh, my God.
I still sell the beard oils and the beard serums and the balms. And we probably sell like one to every 500,000 masks that we sell.
But
we still sell them. And an order will come in. And it's like our first customer ever. And it's like, oh, cool. He's still buying from us. It's pretty cool. But everything now is really focused on skincare and hair care.
Holy moly. That is a wild story. I mean, how did you even learn to make these products? Because like you said, you have a totally unrelated day job that you still do. This was just a side thing that's now a massive side thing.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to call it a side thing because it's my passion. And I'm putting in as many hours with Franklin & Whitman as I am in my quote unquote day job. And I love both so much. I've been with the company I'm currently with for, you know, over 12 years, and I'm so invested. I'm a big Gary Vee fan, and Gary Vee's whole thing is like, you can do all these things, you just have to sacrifice leisure. And I decided that I'm like, okay, well, I could build a company from 6 p.m. to midnight every night and work weekends. And I knew from the start, I didn't want to do like farmers markets and fairs and stuff like that. I wanted to be primary online. I wanted to have a really strong Instagram base. And you could do that at midnight. You just have to be up at midnight and have the energy. I always say like my magic hour is like 9 p.m. at night. I'm like at my most creative. I have the most energy. And it's like, it fits perfectly with Frank and Wit because, the other thing is I just say, I'm like, I'm better at Google than some people. I just research stuff. I want to start with one ingredient and I try to find research on, you know, what kind of benefits for skin or hair does this one ingredient come with? And then how can I complement that with something else? And can I make it still smell amazing, but still be plant-based and cruelty-free and preservative-free? And it's a juggle and, you know, it's fun though. I just have this innate sense to figure out like the right 5 to 6 things mixed together and they work and it's been fun. Like people are like, oh, you have a chemistry background. I'm like, no, I have like a computer background. It's just that, you know, when you have that Venn diagram, it's like what you do, what you love and what you're sort of good at and the magic's in the middle. And I hit the magic spot and I love it.
I'm smiling ear to ear right now because it's just, you're so passionate about this. This happened so organically and so, for lack of a better word, naturally for you. And I mean, you've really taken the Instagram world by storm. And it's interesting to hear you say that that was an initial part of your plan.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, I used Instagram personally. I loved it. I loved how, like, you know, back then it was like a true feed of pictures and you could scroll through before all the algorithms and all that fun stuff. And I just started to reach out and find these like-minded people who were interested in trying it out. And, you know, some would come back and say, well, you know, you got to pay me blank to post. And I'm like, I don't want to do that because it's like a commercial and it's a paid ad. And if you love it and organically you want to get it into a picture, that would be great. And people started to do it. And then, you know, it sort of, if you get the right people to do it, there's 10,000 other people who are like, ooh, cool, I want to start doing this myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I would just send out emails and people would give me their address and I would send them gift boxes. And we still do that to this day. And I just want people to love the product. And if they love it, talk about it. And because, you know, in the end, we're helping people with their skin. You know, I met you the first time at the Good Fest a few months ago. And it was such a powerful like day for me, to be honest, because it was the first time ever I was meeting our clients. And I went in like really nervous to meet all the influencers we work with because, you know, you know them, but you don't know them. You're messaging them or texting them every day. And then I wasn't prepared to like meet our customers. And I met our customers and it was just like mind blowing. Like people cry. Like I choked up several times that day. I haven't gone out in public without makeup in 10 years, and I do now because of you. And
oh my God.
Tears are like strolling down my face.
I have chills all over my body. That's so amazing.
You know, Talia, I talk about like there's times in your life something happens and it alters sort of like your emotional DNA, you know, and that could be a tragic event. It could be an amazing event, but like you're almost like a little bit different to your core after that. And that day was one of those days for me. I got to be honest with you. It sort of just reinforced everything that we do. And I wasn't really prepared for it. It was like, I was like freaked out for a couple of days afterwards. Like, wow, doing is like really important to some people. And for them to like grab my arm and tear up, it was just like so moving.
Wow. Who would have thought that growing a beard 3 years ago?
Oh, exactly. It's crazy. I think about that all the time. Like, geez, if I didn't grow a beard, like this just wouldn't be here. And my wife's like, well, then what would you be doing at like 8 o'clock at night? And I'm like, I guess I'd be like drywalling a bedroom or something because I can never sit still. So this is a great outlet for me.
Drywalling a bedroom. So it sounds like you naturally have that energy boost at around 8, 9. Because I was going to ask you, do you have any tricks or secrets for getting, you know, that energy boost at night? It sounds like it's just your thing.
Yeah, it's like I have employees who like only email me between 9 p.m. and midnight because they know I'll respond within like a second. And if they email me at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, it'll be like 3 days before I write them back. Wow. So, you know, we use Gmail and you can get, you know, sort of like an add-on that you can say, send this at 9 p.m. Uh-huh. So they'll write emails like at 2 and then I'll get it at 9:30 p.m. and I'll respond within like 2 seconds.
That is
it's just like my
funny.
Natural rhythm. I'm like a night owl, and that works perfect for sort of this dual life that I'm living. Well, I'm a Gemini, so it's like, it's perfect because it's like my two sides.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you make the how do the products get made and go out in the world into my home?
Yeah, we have a facility, and it's in a pretty cool building in Philly. It's an old public school that has been turned into like a mixed use building. A company purchased it when the school closed, and it's a super cool place. Like, there's like a bar on the roof, and there's everything from like tattoo parlors to daycares to companies making stuff to lawyers and architects.
Cool.
So we have a couple thousand square feet there, and it's like the old, I think electrician, it was a vocational high school. So it's like the old electrician's classroom, and it's this huge open space, and we have our table set up, and we make everything still to this day. And that might change at some point, you know, as we're growing. I want to grow carefully, and I only want to like get bigger if we decide that's the right choice to make. And then maybe at some point I'm going to have to partner with like a facility that does this for other companies, and that'll happen again organically. I'll know when the right time for that to happen is. Right now, I'm a little bit of a control freak, and I like knowing that what we're making, we're following our standards, and it's going out, and it's a great product, and you know, people love it, and it's so important to me to like still sort of handcraft it, even though you know, we have more hands than just my hands doing it these days, but we're still handcrafting everything.
How many hands are there? How many we is we?
It depends. It really depends. Like, if we're doing, we have these sales with influencers, and we'll really gear up for it because we know, you know, our production will have to go through the roof. Most times it's about like 5 to 6 people, and I'm doing all marketing. I'm doing all product development. I'm doing all customer service still to this day. I'm the person answering every email. And then, you know, we have people shipping, we have people creating, and, you know, it's like, it's sort of this labor of love for some people. And whether they can give me 15 hours a week or 40 hours a week, I take what I can get, and we just figure out how to work. And we have 24-hour access to the building. So somebody might be there at 1 o'clock in the morning doing stuff, and somebody's there at 9 a.m. doing stuff. And I'm popping in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, and we're just, you know, it's the grind. We're just hustling and doing what we're doing to make a difference in the world.
That is amazing. And when you say make a difference in the world, you mean that really in like 3 different ways, from my opinion. You are making a difference in people's skin. And like you said, giving them confidence that they've never had before with their skin. You're making a difference in doggies' worlds because, like you said, you donate 5% of all your sales on every product to dog rescues.
Yes. Yeah.
That's incredible. What made you decide to do that?
Well, you know, I buy my glasses from Warby Parker, and I buy my razors from Harry's, and all these companies that I sort of really admire have a social mission. And, you know, the world is an amazing, wonderful place, but there's a lot of like horrible things happening to humans, animals, everything. And I wanted to have something where I knew we were going to make a difference in some way that was important to me. And, you know, we're dog lovers. We have 2 rescues right now. And, you know, just the dogs are the best things in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I love people, but like, man, dogs are just it. And I wanted to give back. And really the end game is, you know, my wife and I talk about this all the time. She's like an executive director for a nonprofit in education. And our end game is to start a nonprofit, and the 5% gets donated to the nonprofit. And then we write grants out, or we fulfill grants to nonprofit to dog rescue organizations.
That sounds awesome. And
but
totally
right now,
doable.
Until we sort of get to that point, we have like, and we deal with dog rescues all over the country, from like Last Hope Canine in Boston to Pennsylvania SPCA in Philly. We've done stuff with No Kill LA. Like, any, if we're working with an influencer on a sale, I let them pick the dog rescue they want to have the proceeds sent to. And the day after the sale, we're making that donation. And like, I'm not doing it like the next year or anything like that. Like, the sale is over, we calculate the total, I grab 5%, I donate it to them. And I make sure the influencer knows it as well. And, you know, we sort of like, it's great. So, when we started, I wanted to make sure we were using, you know, boxes that were recyclable.
Yeah, that's the third one I was going to say. The third, you know, standard that you guys do. You do the dogs, the helping people with their skin. And then the third one is how compassionate you guys are to the environment. Like, you even say on your website, we want to leave this world a better place than how we found it, which is amazing.
And sometimes it's more expensive, but I'd rather do that and sleep at night than cut corners and be like, okay, you know, like, I have a friend who's like, dude, China is like just killing the planet. You're not making a difference. And I'm like, I can't have that point of view. I can't live that way. I have to do whatever I can do. And, you know, I want to make sure my go around, you get one go around on this world. And I want to make sure like I've made a difference or I've done everything I can to make a difference while I'm here, whether that's 50 years, 100 years, who knows. But while I'm here, every waking moment, I'm going to try to make it a little bit better than how I found it. And, you know, if that means we have to pay more for packing peanuts that are made of vegetable starch.
Yeah.
100% biodegradable or super fun to like melt in your sink.
They're so fun to melt in the sink. Exactly. My boyfriend goes crazy. He like, it's like the highlight of his day.
I have an influencer who's like, can you send me the products, but in like a super large box? Because I really just want, I want the stuff, but I really want to play with the peanuts. And I'm like, sure, you got it. I'm like, I can ship like a 20 square foot bag to your house if you want to. Yeah, and we use even like our packing tape is craft paper with potato starch glue, you know, and I pay extra for that. And I just want to do that. And if we're using a plastic, it's BPA free and it's recyclable. So every decision we make, we just want to make sure like, how is this affecting us? How's it affecting the client? How's it affecting the planet? And, you know, I'd rather live that way and make harder decisions and spend a little bit more money than just like cash a check, but have like not have like a soul, you know?
Yeah. Wow. You're such a good person.
No, stop. I'm just a person. I'm just a dude. Who's
yeah. Good dude.
Trying to do something. That's it.
Wow.
The dog thing is just like, you know, it's like a win-win-win. We're helping the environment. We're helping people with their skin. And then we're helping these dogs. And that's the thing that just like, I mean, that's like, that's nourishing, you know, on like an emotional and soul level. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And we've met some amazing people just through the dogs. It's great.
What do you mean?
I mean, I have my new rescue because of we do this. So like the Pennsylvania SPCA reached out to me 2 months ago and said, hey, we want to partner with you. And I was like, okay, cool. And I just envisioned like the Pennsylvania SPCA is this gigantic corporation. And the last thing they need is some little like skincare company helping them out. And then I went in and like took a tour and I'm like, oh, you're just like another dog rescue that, you know, they're 150 years old. And I just thought like they were like a part of the American SPCA. And they're like, no, totally not. We get no public funding. It's all private donation. They do all of the like animal abuse research and law enforcement in the city of Philadelphia. Like the city doesn't do it. They do it. And they took me on this tour and I'm like, oh my God, you do so much and you need so much help and anything I can do, I'll do. And we were walking through the cages and cages and cages. And this little guy came up and sat down right in front of me. And I took a picture of him. And I was like, oh, man. Like, and I could not get him out of my mind for like 3 days. And then 3 days later, I texted the director of marketing. And I'm like, is he still around? And she's like, totally. And we now have Moose because of it. Moose has been with us for about a month. And he's like 4 months old. And he's a terror. Oh. And he's adorable. Oh, and I love him to death. And he's like ruining my clothes, my furniture, our floor.
Oh, everything. No.
But I'll never have a puppy ever again. But
yeah,
it's been fun. And, you know, the director of marketing there, like, watched him for 3 days because we were moving into our new facility the day I was supposed to adopt him. And she was like, dude, he can come to my house. He'll live in my house for like 3 days. And like, she's amazing. And it's like, she just helped me out that day and doing all these events together. And we're going to have a tank top on our website probably by the end of this weekend. We're getting them in today where, you know, in the front, it says like the best things in life are cruelty free. And all the sales from those tank tops will go directly to the Pennsylvania SPCA. I don't make a dime off of it. We're paying for all the tank tops ourselves, and we're just sending all the proceeds to them. And it's because they're awesome, and I want people to know about them and sort of like understand their mission. I mean, they started 150 years ago on a street in Philadelphia because people were just leaving their horses to die in the street. And one guy was like, this is horrible. I have to do something to help him. So he started the Pennsylvania SPCA to save horses. It's like amazing.
That is amazing. I mean, and who would have thunk that like it's just skincare, but you're doing so much good with it, which is so fantastic. And I mean, in the process, it's not like it's crappy skincare. It's natural, plant-based, preservative-free, and obviously cruelty-free. So it's like, you're checking every single freaking box.
But like, you think like if just like every company sort of worked this way, and this is not to pat us on the back at all. We have flaws. We're just like everybody else. You know, I always say like, I'm perfectly imperfect. Everyone is perfectly imperfect. Like, but like if more companies sort of tried to work that way, and you're finding more and more and more, especially in the wellness field, where it's like, you can make like a difference. And it could be in like women's rights. It could be in human rights. It could be in anything. But it's just like, I don't know, there's always 5% that you can like put towards something, whether it be energy, time, money, whatever, just to try to make a difference. And if we can help in our little way, then again, like my spin on this earth was worth it. That's and, you know, the daughters that we have and my wife and all that stuff, too. But yeah. This is a great sort of like topping to all of that.
Totally. So you have daughters? I didn't know that.
We have Isabel and Sophia, 19 and 15.
Oh.
And we started pretty young. And, you know, they, like any teenager, whether it be a girl or boy, had some skin issues. And
okay. It
was another sort of reason why I was like, hey, like I can make this stuff. And it's still funny. Like I'll come home and like, there'll be like a Lush jar in the bathroom, like on the vanity. I'll be like, grrr. And they're like, you know, to diversify. And I'm like, I understand.
Oh my God.
And then I look at the
so
ingredients
funny.
And I'm like, there are parabens in this. And they're like, what's a paraben? I'm like, let me educate you.
What is a paraben? Can
it's
you
like
educate
a preservative.
Me?
They're synthetic preservatives. And there's a whole like rage. Some people are like, oh, they're totally safe. And some people are like, oh, they're not. So we just decided to bypass all preservatives. So it's a challenge because.
Yeah.
I got to make things that are anhydrous, which means there's no water in them. Because once you introduce water, you have to have a preservative. So
that makes so much sense. That's why all your products are like add water to like a tablespoon or two.
Exactly.
The product.
Or they're just all oil based, like a serum. And that does limit the things that we can make. But I'm okay with that because the second I have to drop in even one drop of a preservative that people say is totally safe, I'm going against a brand promise. And if I can't stick to my brand promises, then like, what right do I have to even be in business?
That's actually pretty cool to have. I mean, your clear cut brand promises, because I feel like it helps you, like, I mean, for lack of a better word, stay on brand and, you know, give you direction.
Yeah. Anytime we make a decision, and they could be core values, whatever. But anytime you make a decision, whether it be personal or corporate, it's like, well, how does this stick with our brand promises?
Yeah, you run
it through
the filter.
Right. It's that filter. Exactly. And if that means I can't make some type of like cream, so be it. I won't make the cream, you know, but there's plenty of other things that we can make. And if I can't make something that really helps people and is all natural and works and it smells great, you know, then we won't make it. And maybe I'm limiting us to 75 products or 100 SKUs. Okay, so be it. Like there are some companies that make one thing.
Right.
And they just make it amazing. And that's the thing they do. And sometimes I'm like, are we making too much? And like, there's the other side of my brain. It's like, we have to start making dry shampoos. And I'm like, okay.
Ooh, I like dry shampoo.
In about a month, they'll be coming out. So.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm excited. That would be fun. This is so mind-opening or whatever, eye-opening, mind-blowing, to learn that it's the water added to products that makes you need to use a preservative.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm going to, like, we throw around that anhydrous word. A lot, because it's like, okay, well, then the shelf life should be good and there's no water in there.
It's dry.
And, you know, when you mix oil and water, like bacteria grows. So
gotcha.
We're going to have just either dry good products like a mask. Our masks come in powder form, which also is pretty cool because it allows you to experiment with different liquids. Most people use water, but you can use apple cider vinegar. Someone texted me the other day and said, hey, I just used yogurt. And I'm like, okay, cool. And another person went ahead and did like coconut milk. And I'm like, oh, what was like your reaction to it? And they're like, oh, it was great. So you can pick whatever like is your favorite sort of liquid and, you know, sort of play around with it and test it out. And when people tell me, I'm like, oh, that's super cool.
That is super cool.
Yeah. So it gives you the ability, gives you a couple abilities. It gives you the ability to pick what liquid you want to put in there and do some research. And it's like, oh, cool. You know, apple cider vinegar has these benefits. What happens if I use that? Also allows you to make it as thick or as thin as you really want. So that's a nice thing as well. So it gives you sort of, and some people will email us and be like, oh gosh, like I was too thin. And I'm like, well, it'll still help you, but next time use a little less liquid or use a little more powder. So the choice is really yours when it comes to our masks.
That's cool. Are your masks your best-selling products? Because like if you go to your Instagram, it's just like Mask Central.
Yeah, and that bothers me all the time. I'm like, I have to have other Instagram photos out there. Can't always be masks. But the mask is like the easiest thing for people to post a selfie with. Otherwise, they're sort of like posting neck. They're like sort of posing next to like a jar.
Right.
And then I'm just like, I'm paying for an ad. But if somebody's like, oh, I have this mask on my face right now and I use this and I love it and I didn't like ask for that post at all, that's great. So it's like, it's the most photogenic, if you will, or of things that we make. And it is, you know, probably we sell I don't know, like 25 to 1 of other products.
Wow.
Unless it's like sort of like the face care kit, which includes a mask and our face serum and other things. And you know, we sell a lot of everything else, but the masks are really, when we do a production run, it's like, well, we're going to do the mask first and then sort of everything after.
How many different masks do you have?
We have 4. So, and we try to, like, one is for sensitive skin. One is a detox mask with like matcha. We just introduced a coffee-based one, which is sort of like creates radiant skin.
That's the one I have.
And then there's also the cacao, raw cacao and turmeric one as well, which sort of helps with acne. So we try to hit all the different sort of skincare needs. And then people, you know, will be like, well, which one should I use? And I'm like, well, you know, for acne, this one's great. But also it's great any day of the week. It doesn't have to be fighting acne. It still has beneficial properties. And we use different clays in each one. So each one sort of does something differently. The sensitive skin one doesn't pull as much out of your skin. It more nourishes your skin. While the detox one is a pretty aggressive clay that pulls a lot of impurities out of your skin. And you know, it's always the, do we need a fifth? And at what point do you have too many masks? And do you have like a special mask that's only out for like 2 months? And so I'm always playing with different ingredients.
Like a gingerbread mask for the winter.
Because it would smell great. Mm. So I'm looking into right now, like blue and green algae and how that affects things. And so we'll figure it out. I have nothing sort of like planned, but we'll probably come out with a fifth one within the next 6 months to a year, probably.
Sounds like you're just pumping it all out. So again, you learn basically on Google school education. Like, how do you know all this?
You pick something and you're like, all right, let's start with a clay. And okay. There's a lot of clays.
And yeah.
What are the benefits and the drawbacks to each clay? And it's like, okay, well, we use these 4 right now. Let's introduce a fifth and let's pick a clay. And it's like, okay, cool. Like this does something that the other 4 does not do. And then it's like, okay, well, let's talk about sort of like a superfood or something that has benefits that maybe people will think about in a different light. Like, you know, raw cacao, everyone thinks of chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. Well, people love the smell of chocolate, but did you also know it has like these amazing skincare properties? And okay, now let's add like a third ingredient. And then you sort of have to fight that thing where it's like, well, how many ingredients do you have? And that's one of our brand promises where we try to keep it boldly simple. Like if I can get something done and it's 4 ingredients, then we're done. I don't need to have 20.
Right.
And I need to have 20 things that people don't know how to pronounce. Like where do you even buy those things? I don't even know where to buy half of these things that are in most of the products. But if we can get it done in like 4 or 5 and we test it out and work on the ratios and people are like, yes, like B is the one I like, then we go to town with B. And it's like, all right, let's create some labels. Let's name it. And you know, naming is the hardest thing because I named them all after neighborhoods or parks in Philadelphia. And I'm like running out of names.
Oh, no.
It drives me crazy.
What will you do?
Everything is 2 names. So it's like, you know, like Seeger Park or Oak Lane. And I'm like, oh, geez, I'm running out of 2 named neighborhoods and parks in Philadelphia. And do I go to 1 name things? Like, I don't know. That's like the hardest thing. Because it's a new product. Like, oh, crap, what am I going to name it?
That's
and I guess
so
that's a
funny.
Good problem to have, right?
That's a very good problem to have. I support going to 1 name things, opening it up.
Well, I would open it up. I always say, like, if that's my problem today, then I have a pretty damn good life.
Yeah, seriously, that's hilarious. That's really, really funny. So aside from your masks, what would you say is like the next best-selling thing? Would it be the bath salts or serums?
It's like our face serum.
Face serum. What is a serum? It's like an oil. What does it do?
So it's an oil-based application that most people, and that's like a daily thing. Our face serum you can use daily, and you can use we design everything for daily use.
Oh,
but you're not going to mask every day,
right?
Honestly, so the face serum though is a blend of it's like 4 or 5 different oils, and each has a different property, and people really really love it. A little goes a long way. So it's like 1 pump, thin layer at night before you go to bed or first thing in the morning, and people. So we sell a lot of the masks and we got a lot of feedback on the masks, but like the feedback we get on the face serum is the stuff that just like blows my mind. Cause that's where people are like, I don't have this anymore. I don't have red spots anymore. And like, I'm not making any medical claims whatsoever. But you know, these products do help and people have real like visceral reactions to like how it's helping them. And man, when I get those emails, it's just like I sit back in my chair and I'm like, oh man, it's like, you sort of feel like we have this pressure on us because we have to keep it up. We have to keep on making these things that are changing people's lives.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is, but it's cool. It keeps us going, right? That's the thing when you say like, why are you like energetic at 9 PM? That's a little bit of a thing that sort of pushes you.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to make sure what we make is great. And if it's not, you know, then we're not going to make it. And if we don't have a new product come out for 4 months, we don't have a new product come out for 4 months. It's okay. And when it's right, it'll work. And when it's not right, we won't do it.
Who do you test the products on?
It's usually my wife is the first person. No.
God bless her. Wife of the Year award.
Exactly.
Of the 3 years.
I'm very, 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 very lucky. She's amazing. And she tests all the products and my daughters test them. And I send them out to friends. And when we get to we've sort of worked it down to this one sort of beta test where this is what we think the ratio should be and everyone's having good reactions, then I send them out to influencers. I'm just like, hey, don't talk about it on Instagram. It doesn't even have a label. Just come in. Like, can you give me real feedback and tell me if you liked it? How did it react? Did you like the smell? Did you like the texture? Did it go on well? And I sort of ask them questions. And usually by that time, it's like a product that works and I get good feedback. And it's like, okay, cool. Let's like order the labels and let's start up production and figure out when we're going to launch it. And do we launch it with an influencer where they might like have a special sale or do we just do it ourselves? And it's sort of fun. It's like, I love creating products. I wish I had more time to do it. Maybe it's good I don't, because we would have like 100 products.
Right.
But it's fun. It's like this thing that I just love.
Yeah. How many products do you have now?
Oh, geez. That's a great question. I shouldn't know that, shouldn't I? I know we have like 50 something SKUs, and that's like some products have different sizes.
Oh.
We have 4 masks, a face serum. We have 3 botanical steams.
Yeah, wait, let's talk about that for a sec. That, I've never tried that.
I'm more proud of that, I think, than almost anything.
Really? Because it's like more unique?
Yeah, you don't see those out there at all.
Yeah.
It's been this like awesome thing. It's organic herbs and flowers that we mix together. And, you know, again, you research. You're like, is this something just smells good, or is this something that has some type of benefit? And, you know, steam alone, if you're steaming your skin, you're opening up your pores, you're releasing toxins.
Right.
And if it smells amazing and the steam has some beneficial properties and it sort of prepares your skin for a mask, it's great. So, you know, we have one that is our first one was like a really floral scent. It's like rose petals and lavender buds and calendula, which is and linden leaf and things like that. And then we came up with more of an herbal one, which is peppermint and chamomile and hibiscus.
It's like tea.
And that's like tea. I get that email at least once a week. Like, can I drink this?
Can you?
Can I do this? Eat it? Well, it's all organic. And, you know, I'm never going to tell someone to do it.
Right. Because it's not what it's intended for. Right,
exactly. Yeah. But you can put it in the bath if you want instead of doing a steam. And we just came out with like a summer one where it's sunflower petals, chrysanthemum and jasmine buds, and that's like a real subtle summery type smell. And you know, I know like some people are like, the last thing I want to do when it's 90 degrees out is stick my face over a bowl of boiling water. I don't expect sales to be huge, but you know, I get all these emails in the wintertime where people are like, the peppermint one just like cures my cold.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, we're not making a claim, but like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. So you basically just boil water, mix it with the steam, like, yeah.
And you tent a towel over your head, and we say, like, you know, wait a second or two before so you're not putting your face over boiling water, and you tent it over the bowl, and you sit there for like 10 minutes, and you just steam and release toxins. And the other cool thing, Tali, is when do you ever just sit still for 10 minutes?
I was just going to say, you can't even hold your phone for that time.
Exactly. So it forces you to sort of just sit there and center yourself and think about things. And you're just breathing deep. It's like meditation.
Yeah.
Everyone says that. They're like, oh, I can't sit still. And then they do it. And they're like, I was just in a better mood afterwards. Like, forget how my skin felt. It was great. But like this helped center me. And that's a cool like byproduct of it. So yeah, we have this protocol where you scrub. We have a face scrub or a couple of different face scrubs, and then you steam, and then you open up your pores, and then you mask, and then you put the face serum on afterwards.
Wow, cool!
You know, and it just works. It's pretty cool.
That's great. And you also have products for dogs. Well, you have a dog paw and nose balm, right?
That's when we first started. So a friend of mine was like, "Are you going to have a dog product?" And I'm like,
"You have to."
I have to. So I was like, "Well, what can we do?" And I was more nervous, I had to tell you, of making the dog bomb than almost anything else, because I was like, I don't want to harm doggies. Like, it's the last thing I want to do.
Right.
Someone can say, ooh, my face is itchy. But a dog can't say anything. I'm like, oh, crap. I have to, like, make sure this thing really works.
Good point.
Yeah, so we decided like we'll do like a balm for their paw pads their nose. So those things dry out, they crack. And it's four really simple ingredients. It's all natural. The wax that we use is a plant-based wax. We don't use beeswax.
Oh.
And it has a nice floral scent to it because the wax, again, is plant-based.
What is it made out of? What's a plant-based wax?
So there's a bunch of waxes. There's like soy waxes. And then there are plant-based waxes from leaves of plants.
Cool.
Wax them because, you know, you ever feel like a real like green leaf of a plant? Like it's a little waxy.
It's true.
Wax from that, and it has a nice floral scent. And we use olive oil and coconut oil and shea butter, and all those things are dog safe. Like my dogs just like lick them right off their paws.
Do you put peanut butter in it?
We look at that.
Then they'd really eat it.
Yeah, somebody messaged me today and said like, you know, I'm at the beach and we're taking the dogs on these long walks, and the pavement is so hot. Can I put it on their paws before I take them for the walk? And I'm like, yeah, you can, but it's probably just going to melt right off on the hot pavement. I'm like, instead, like maybe when they get back, sit them down on to help with the cracks or the dryness. And, you know, it's a good way. It's a different way for you to interact with your pup. You're sort of like massaging their paws and you're massaging their nose, things you typically don't do.
Right.
And you know, some dogs love it. Some dogs probably will freak out. But the people that use the product really, really like it. And, you know, again, it's one of those little goes a long way. You could buy one jar and probably last you for a year.
That's awesome. That's so cute. This whole thing is just so happy. I don't know. You're lifting me up today.
Aww.
This whole conversation. And so for the beard oils and beard balms and shave oils and stuff, the guy products, do you still see what you originally said, that females are buying it for their male counterparts?
Yeah, definitely. Like it'll be like an order, especially when we have like a sale. It'll be a, you know, two face masks. Not to say that guys aren't buying face masks. They are. But, you know, you look at the name on the order and you're like, oh, cool. They're buying a beard oil or a beard. Sorry, a beard serum or a beard balm. That is most times someone's buying it. It is like a woman buying it for probably someone in their life.
Yeah. To have like a beard, to need a beard balm, do you need like a beard, like a real beard? Because a full beard.
No, I mean, I crop, sometimes I cut my beard short. Sometimes it's like gigantic. I think when we met each other and it was pretty long.
Yeah.
Switch Fest. And right after that, the funny thing is the day I met you, I had it trimmed. So like if you saw me the day before, it was even crazier.
Well, it was like very neat. It was very perfectly cut. So I could.
Still long.
It was very long, but like perfect. Nothing was out of place.
It's nourishing for both the hair and the skin. And when we blended it together, it was like, okay, well, I want to have something that helps soften the bristles and helps this, but then I also want to have something that is good for the skin underneath. So you massage it in. So, you know, whether it be jojoba oil or olive oil or something, some have benefits for the hair itself and some have benefits for the skin below. And then with the shave serum, some people shave with it because they have maybe like a lighter sort of stubble and they don't need a shave cream. Mm. They don't need to lather anything. Like I have pretty thick stubble. So when I was shaving, I need a shave cream, but this is a great like bottom layer to that where it lubricates. And then it's a great aftershave too, because it helps like nourish your skin and they smell great. So you don't need to put like an alcohol based aftershave on. You could just put a couple drops of this on and it helps like soothe your skin and you smell great for a couple of hours.
I just have to say, all this coming from a computer guy. What a hoot. That is so funny.
You never know where life is going to take you.
You never, never know. Amazing. So to wrap up, I'd love to just ask you a few fun personal questions.
Okay.
Okay. What is your favorite plant party restaurant? Just like a good restaurant that has plants.
I'm in Philly and Veg is here and Veg is amazing. It's a vegan restaurant and it holds its own against any restaurant in the city.
Ooh.
And we're there probably, gosh, like once a month or once every 2 months. And it's like one of those go-tos when people come in from out of town that we take to, because whether they're vegan, vegetarians or not, because people go in and they're like, oh, I'm going to be hungry after we leave. And it's like, no, you're going to eat and it's just going to be amazing. So if you're ever in Philly, Veg is the place to go.
Oh, I have to go back and go to Veg.
Where do you come? Let us know, and we will take.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll wear a mask and I'll serum. Thanks. Do you guys eat a plant-based diet primarily?
So we try to. And it's like, we really, really try to. And sometimes, yo, again, I'm perfectly imperfect. And
I love that.
There's this whole thing. It's really funny, especially with Instagram. It's like, there's this whole people live the life that they portray on Instagram, and then they live the real life. And I don't want to have any of that, like, sort of, I don't know, it's just like, it's an internal battle. So we really try to, and sometimes I don't, I got to be honest with you. And if people want to, like, hate me because of that, and so be it. I can't control that anyway.
I don't know. No one's going to hate you. I mean, no one that listens to this show will hate you because of it. My peeps don't hate. We just like to eat plants. So what's your favorite plant to eat?
So, geez, that's funny. my favorite thing in the world, in the world, is a sweet potato.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things in the whole world, like, too.
Talia, I literally could eat one every day.
I could, too.
I sometimes say to myself, like, should I just, like, eat a sweet potato every day for lunch and just see what that does?
You'll turn orange a little bit, I think.
Yeah, probably. And, like, now I'm seeing, like Target's carrying, like, the sweet potato sort of spiralized noodles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, geez, that's, like, such a good idea. Because if we do it, we'll use, like, zucchini. We never do sweet potato. But, yeah, I can eat a sweet potato with any meal. It could be the meal. It could be a side. Like, we joke all the time. My wife's like, so what do you want on the side tonight? And what besides a sweet potato do you want?
That's so funny. You're preaching to the choir.
And Brussels sprouts. I'm like, this. I used to hate them, and now I love them.
Roasted?
Roasted. The darker, crunchier, the better.
I've actually been spiralizing sweet potato for a while. It is a wonderful way to eat sweet potatoes. And I don't have a microwave, so for me to bake a sweet potato takes a very long time, like 40 minutes. Right. So spiralizing it is such a quick way. You just, you know, spiralize it up, and then you saute it in like 4, 5, 6 minutes. It's ready to go.
Oh, I have to totally try
it. You have to try it.
Do you have like a slow cooker?
Yeah, I do.
You, like, you have this potato and just put it in the slow cooker and just let it go for the day, and you come home and it's like a baked potato. It's ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we'll do for either baked potatoes or baked sweet potatoes. We'll just throw them in the slow cooker and be like, all right, we put them in the morning, we're home in the afternoon, and it's like they're ready to go. Now we can cook whatever else we're going to cook.
Fascinating. Because,
yeah, look it up. It's like there's a whole bunch of different like ways you can do it, but some people wrap them in tinfoil, some people don't. Some people, you know, sort of like smear of olive oil over them and salt and put them in there. So there's a bunch of different ways. But yeah, it's a great way to like cook potatoes where you just, you know, the old Ronco, set it and forget it.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Thanks. From one sweet potato lover to the other.
Exactly.
I could have it every single night too, but now that it's getting warm, I'm sort of like, I don't know if I should, you know? It feels weird.
Tough, I've been doing like sweet potato toast in the morning, which is pretty cool. That takes a little, you got to toast it like 8 times, it seems, before it's really edible. That's fun. And yeah, I love it. I could eat it literally every day.
Oh, cool. Well, you should make a sweet potato product.
I so thought about it. You don't know. I've been like, how can I incorporate it? Because it's such a, it's something that I so love. But then I'm like, well, it's stain people's skin. We'll do this. And, you know, I worry about that with the turmeric as well. It's like, if you put too much, then your skin can be yellow, but it has such great beneficial value. So someday there'll be something probably.
There will.
I'll just have to figure it out. It's like, you know, someday in the next couple of years.
Yeah, maybe sweet potato, dry shampoo.
No. Well, probably if you get like sweet potato flour, maybe, because that'll absorb. Hey,
there you go. No problem. Here all day.
Like redheads. It could be like the red.
Oh my God. That's perfect. That's really funny. So, what is your most used kitchen tool?
Most used kitchen tool? Probably like our mandolin.
Oh.
Like I really like, if we're doing vegetables, it's like the best way for me, like whether we're making fries or we're slicing things. Like, certain things I like sliced really thin, and I don't like them sliced super thick. Like, I don't love cucumbers, but if you give me like a really good thinly sliced cucumber that's crunchy, like I'll eat it. But if you give me like a chunk of cucumber in front of me, like I can't stand it.
That's,
it's really
funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. Mandolin. Nice. What is a book that has inspired you in some awesome way? And I feel like you're going to name a Gary Vaynerchuk book, but no pressure.
That's really, oh my gosh, that's a question. That's a great question. I'm like totally blanking with this one. I don't know. Can we come back to this in some way?
This is the last question.
Oh no. I don't know. I have to think about this. You know, his stuff is amazing. He just, like, in his daily stuff, just, it motivates me. And I tell people about him, and some people are like, oh, he's too crude, he's too this. And I'm like, I don't know. He's just like, he cuts through all the BS and tells it like it is.
Yeah.
And you know, I heard him speak. My wife first heard him speak a couple of years ago. And then she told me about him. And I started to like look him up. And then, you know, when he was just like, there's no better time in the course of human history to start a business than right now because of the internet. And if you're willing to give up that sort of like 6 p.m. to midnight time period in your weekends and sacrifice leisure, like, you can do this. There's no excuses. Now, obviously, you have to bring value. You have to present something that's a great product. But if like you have that and you can work separately, you can have these sort of two lives. And, you know, while some friends are binge watching, you know, 13 Reasons Why, I'm doing something else. And if that's who they are and that's what brings them joy, then I am the last person to question them. Mm-hmm. But like, some weekends I wish we could, and I wish I could, but most of the time it's like, okay, what are we doing today? And it's really because of him. And I don't know if it's like he unlocked something in my brain or just like tapped into this thing inside of me. But like, whenever I'm sort of feeling like, ooh, like, am I making the right decision? Am I doing this? Like, I go to him.
Wow. Well, where can everybody go to explore all the Franklin and Whitman products that you have to offer?
So you can go to franklinandwhitman.com.
And now Frank and Whit.
Frankandwhit.com, exactly. You can go to our Instagram feed at Frank and Whit. If you're in Philadelphia, we sell some products in some Snap Kitchen locations. They're like a company that has locations in Austin, Texas, Dallas, Chicago. We're testing out our products in a few Philly locations,
oh, cool.
which is the first time we're ever in like a retail store, which is sort of fun.
Yeah.
Terrifying at the same time, but they're a great company and like I eat there. So it's a great company to sort of work with because
yeah.
it's a sort of a new thing for them. They don't have any skincare. It's all sort of prepared foods. And this is the first time they're trying like something different and it's with us, which is great. But mainly, I mean, all of our sales are like 98% of them are done online through our website.
That's great. Well, congratulations on all your success thus far.
Oh, thank
you. I'm so excited to see where you take it next.
Yeah, I know. You're awesome, by the way. I'm so glad this is the first one we did. You just totally put me in. And I, you know, at the beginning I was pretty nervous. So, I really appreciate it. Thank you for asking me. It was great.
Thank you so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I told you we covered morals and ethics and life and death and dogs and Instagram and serums and dry shampoo and everything in between. If you can think of one other human who might benefit from this show in their ears, please share it with them. And if you can think of another human who might want to try Frank and Whit products on their skin, offer them 20% off with code PARTYINMYPLANTS. For the link to Frank and Whit's products, the summary of the show, and loads more stuff that makes healthy living not a sucky thing, head to partyinmyplants.com/49.